So what can a patient do or a medical oncologist do to try to ensure that the test is done correctly on their tissue?
What I tend to do is I retest. If there's going to be something that is going to change the way I treat a patient. So it's not infrequent for me to have immunohistochemistry assays for hair tenue. And I'm very concerned about quality control. Now, if you're in a major university setting, usually it's okay. Maybe large volume laboratories, but a patient's not going to know who did their assay. And a lot of times the oncologist doesn't even know who did their assays. Whenever it's going to alter my decision-making, for hair tenue, I'll order a FISH assay.
What's a FISH assay?
A FISH assay is a different type of assay for hair tenue. And it's my strong feeling that it is a more reliable test than immunohistochemistry done by the average pathology department. Now, having sat through guideline committee meetings, this is a matter of great contentiousness. And the guidelines are not going to endorse a FISH assay for every woman with breast cancer. So consequently, I fear that until the American College of Pathology mandates quality control for immunohistochemistry, that we're going to continue with a major problem in terms of reliability of our assays. I fall into the category of medical oncologists who believe very strongly in FISH testing, largely because I have to deal with large numbers of laboratories. I don't have a good quality control system in one designated laboratory for the patients who are coming to me. So I am very free to order FISH assays for hair tenue if one hasn't been done. Likewise, if I get negative estrogen and progesterone receptor assays, and yet those assays do not fit with the overall clinical and pathological criteria. In other words, it just doesn't smell right. There's something wrong here. The estrogen and progesterone receptor assays look like they should be positive because the tumor looks good under the microscope. So I'll send the estrogen and progesterone receptor assays off to a reference laboratory that I trust.
And when you do that, do you normally see that you get the same results or different results?
Things seem to be improving slightly, but anecdotally, what happened was I did this about 3 years ago, and I had a patient who was racked with pain, had metastatic breast cancer in all the bones of her body, and has been treated with chemotherapy based on estrogen and progesterone receptor assays done in a prestigious institution. And I said, what if that was wrong? And I sent the tissue off, the same tissue that was said to be estrogen and progesterone receptor assay negative, to Dr. Allred in Baylor in Houston, Texas, who is an acknowledged world leader in hormone receptor assays. And he said, this is strongly positive for both of the receptors. This woman went from being almost wheelchair-bound to going on hormonal therapy and getting 2 wonderful years of remission out of her first hormonal therapy. So I said, okay, well, that's a fluke. And then I sent a second one, and it came back positive. So I sent 30 of them down to Allred, all estrogen, progesterone, receptor negative. And of the 30, about 30% of them came back as showing some element of hormone receptor positivity. And so that made me very, very nervous. And so consequently, whenever there has to be an important decision made, I'll send it off probably to Dr. Allred.